The Ravian Sports Network Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEN.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the ASN Coaches Show here from Pendleton Heights High School. I'm your host, Jacob Festmeyer. Alongside me is co-host Ian Stevens. Joining us on this fine Saturday morning is varsity football coach Jed Richmond, as well as defensive coordinator Thomas Huth. So starting off into our first segment, the Ravens defeated the Newcastle Trojans in an action-packed conference matchup here at home yesterday with a final score of 30-26. Coach, how well did your team execute the game plan this week?
Well, we got the win, so I think that's where we start, you know. I mean, we had more points than them, you know, and we had a season high in yardage. We had 400-plus total yards of offense and 30 points, and the defense held them way under their average. So, you know, I feel pretty good coming in here today. Still a lot of things to work on, but I also thought we played really, really hard, probably the hardest we played all year based off the film. So proud of the kids.
The first score of the game last night was led by Ethan Ross and even Luke Candiano on the ground, as well as many. The first score of the game last night was led by Ethan Ross, Evan, and even Luke Candiano on the ground, as well as many other drives. Both of these combined for 282 rushing yards on 52 carries, and the first three touchdowns of the game for the Arabians. What did you see from both of these seniors as they were controlling the offense last night?
Well, they trusted the line. They trusted their reads, and you know, we talk a lot about trust in our program, and we still got some work to do there. It's a point of emphasis this morning because there's some big plays we left out on the field because we just didn't quite believe enough, and so we got 5 yards instead of 50. And you know, so but I was really proud of how they came out and executed. I mean, it all starts with Luke, and you know, even before that, you know, those guys have all the stats, but I thought Sam Mosseny stepping in at center this week for Reese Schnepp, who will be back, and Will Caster, I thought those guys did a heck of a job this week, but especially Sam, you know, coordinating it all from that center position. I think we had one high snap, you know, all night long, and, you know, even in that first drive, I think it was the first drive, if not, it was the second. But I'm pretty sure it was the first. He had some blood on his arm or something. And Brian Davis, man, he came right in. Good snap. We didn't miss a beat. So really proud of the guys up front. And you know, obviously Luke and Ethan took care of business. But it all starts with Sam and the guys up front.
Coach, the Trojans got their first score of the game with an Eli Cooper connection to Avery Bradley on a 16-yard touchdown. Newcastle set up for the PAT. Low snap. Kyle Gabbert tried to run it in. No good. Trojans made mistakes on another PAT as well as a conversion later in the game. Do you think if the Trojans didn't make those mistakes, the outcome of this game could have been a little different?
Well, you know, they definitely chased points all night long. You know, I mean, they got the lead, and then we took it right back away from them. But, you know, that really shows up later on when you're behind, you know, because then you get into situations where is it a one score or two score game, you know, and as they were chasing those points, which we made, you know, easier for them in some bad spots, it added up at the end. So, you know, I don't think the outcome would have been different, but it definitely made their life a little harder. And more than that, though, that's why we emphasize what we do, and our guys took care of business on our PAT, you know, and it's not just Dom Mapo. Tyce Tomey did a good job holding. Our snaps were good, and then at the same time, our protection was solid. So timing is everything up there, and those guys took care of business.
So yesterday, after the pick six put Newcastle up 12-7, how did your team overall answer the call after trailing in that first quarter down by 5?
Well, you know, I think we responded well. We had a short memory, especially Luke. You know, I mean, that was his first pick of the season, and obviously he and all of us wish we had it back, but we've picked on that boundary so much that the kid just sat there, and it was a good player for him. He made a good play, and at the same time, though, we come back, and he made some really, really good throws in the following drive, and we go down and score and take the lead. So I thought we answered just fine, you know, he wasn't down on himself too long, but same with us. We came right back. We trust him, and he made the best reads he could, so did a good job.
Newcastle wide receiver Quinn Boatwright had a stellar night against the Ravens despite the loss. 7 catches for 83 yards, plus a pick six. They gave the Trojans a lead halfway through the first quarter. What did you like about the way he played on both sides of the ball?
Well, I didn't, but you got to give him credit. But we made him look a little better than we needed to. You know, I mean, we gave him the pick six. He made a play, but we threw it right to him. And, you know, he was waiting for it because of our tendencies. And so we'll fix that. That's on me as much as anybody. Then on the other side of the ball, we just missed opportunities, whether it was jams, whether it was communication, whether it was just making plays and tackling. But you got to give him credit. He made plays. And, I would have rather him not, that's for sure. But not trying to be a smart aleck. I just it's humbling, you know, because you got some guys that played pretty well on defense, but you know, they gave up a few plays here and there, and it brings you right back to earth. You know, I've been that DB out there, and it's a lonely island. Once upon a time, I gave up some big plays, and you got to have a short memory, and you know, that's why we coach the guys so hard in that. I'll be honest, I probably wasn't the best at that as a player, as a competitor, but I thought the kids did a good job of that last night, and we'll have to do better for in the future, and we will.
Luke Candiano had three touchdowns last night, two of which came from the ground. How much have you watched enjoying Luke improve over the last couple of years being the quarterback, just being able to be more bold with the ball than maybe you could say previous seasons?
Well, I think just in this week, you know, I mean, he's a constant student. He's a very coachable guy. He listens. And that's the thing I could say the best about him. I mean, he's one of the hardest workers, one of the best kids in the program. And that's what you need at quarterback. You need a guy that's going to be a coach on the field. And he didn't maybe play his best game last week. And that's, his quarterback coach is part of the problem with that, and I take responsibility for that. And he took the coaching well this week. He achieved what we emphasized, stepping up in the pocket, and he delivered. I mean, there's still some plays out there I know he wishes he had back last night, but he did a really good job running the show, and we were, you know, we were effective because of him, both run and pass. So,
Coach, all sides of this Arabians offense played phenomenal last night. What was the biggest thing your team improved on this week?
The biggest thing we improved on, you know, I think, there were a lot. You know, I mean, in general, offense, defense, and special teams, you know, and coaching, too. I mean, there are things, you know, we've had some shuffling of our staff, and I think we did a really good job all the way around. I'm not trying to avoid the question. I just I saw improvements on kickoff team. I saw punt team. I mean, Justin Beeler comes in 2 weeks off quarantine, and he averages 43 yards a punt, you know. And we use him for the whole game, and then at the end we put Ethan in there, run our rugby punt, and Ethan bangs one out there, you know. And, you know, I just – there's many things that we're improving on. I mean – it's a small thing, but you alluded to it before. Our snaps and holds were great on PAT. That was something we emphasized this week. And, the small things added up, that's for sure. I mean, our passing game was more effective. So where we gave up, you know, some plays on defense, we still have an awfully good defense, and we're going to be better for all this. And, you know, we were missing guys again. We were missing at least two starters last night from the week before. One on offense, one on defense. And then, you hate to say this, but we just kept going along. You know, I mean, guys just step up and they get it done. And so I think that's maybe the thing I'm proudest of. We're a solid team and a solid locker room of guys. And everybody's just chipping in to do what they need to do to get the ultimate win. So that's the thing I'm probably proudest about.
The Arabians last night held the ball for 35 of 48 minutes. How crucial was that, just being able to hold and have that much of time possession?
Well, it's something I don't have a rule we can't have big plays, you know, but it hasn't happened yet where we've just – it's coming. I mean, you know, it's like pain medicine. Eventually it's going to kick in, you know, and it's coming. But we did. We kind of bled them to death at times running the ball. And those drives are demoralizing. It took a lot out of them. They have – you know, we started 22 guys, and they have multiple two-way starters. So I think those receivers on their side especially, they all play defense. So I think at some point that – I mean – you know, they were going out with different things, whether it was cramps or whatever. And eventually the physicality we play with, it takes its toll, and that's going to have to continue. I think that's something that we've got to stay on the course with that. And overall, though, I mean, I was really proud of our physicality and how we got it done.
Coming up next, Coach Richmond will stay with us for the second segment as we go more in-depth on the Hoosier Heritage Conference. You're listening to the ASN Coaches Show here on 91.7 WEEM.
Sandra, tell me your favorite thing about Indiana high school sports.
Well, Chris, as a fellow IHSA assistant commissioner, I don't know if I could choose just one. Tell me, what's yours?
It's the little victories, the day-to-day achievements of student-athletes, the real character-building stuff.
Absolutely. One of mine as well. All the hard work off the court, the field, the mat, the deck, those defining moments during practices that the crowd never sees.
Exactly. And we don't celebrate those victories enough.
We don't. And there's an even bigger victory we need to celebrate.
That's right. We welcome fans back to high school sporting events across Indiana.
So, buy a ticket to your high school's next athletic event. The schools and student athletes deserve your support.
They need you in the stands now more than ever.
This is your team. This is your community. This is your IHSAA.
The PHHS Theater Department is very happy to be performing again live. The Pendleton Heights High School Pendleton Players proudly presents the comedy Puffs, where 7 increasingly eventful years at a certain school of magic and magic. Saturday, September 25th at 7 p.m. and Sunday, September 26th at 1:30 p.m., where 7 years a certain wizard boy went to a certain wizard school and conquered evil. But this is not his story, but the story of the Puffs, who just happened to be there too. A story for anyone who has never been destined to save the world. Tickets and other information can be found at PendletonPlayers.com. That's PendletonPlayers.com. Hope to see you there.
Back to the ASN Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
Welcome back to the ASN Coaches Show here on 91.7 WEEM. The Ravens are looking to start off the 2021 season with a 4-0 record as they face off against the Greenfield Central Cougars next Friday. Coach, is there anything to keep an eye out for on Greenfield Central heading into this week?
Oh, I haven't even watched them, but obviously we got to be disciplined. You know, I thought the guys on defense, I'll let Coach talk a little bit about this when he gets on here, but we had some guys really step up last night. You know, Carson Petty, he was all over the place. And, you know, his hustle along with the other guys, you know, Eli Arthur, they made a big difference on the edge. I thought Dresden Roberts, you know, coming along. Inside linebacker Skylar Altair, those guys. And then we had a slew of defensive linemen, you know, rotating in there. And where it was a pass rush this week, next week they're going to have to buckle down and be disciplined on their option reads and you know, stop the run game. And then our DBs, same thing. They're going to have to fit correctly on the runs and options and at the same time not fall asleep on the passes. So, we know what we're going to get. It's just it's a different mindset in some ways, and it's just a different picture. You know what I mean? But it's the same disciplines we've got to have, and we got to make plays. You know, we got to make plays, get them off the field, because if we don't, they suck the time up like we've been doing. You know, kind of back to Ian's question with the time of possession. I mean, that's their game. They steal possessions that way. So, but they are improved. They play today. They play Mount Vernon today. So we will see how that goes and then prepare from there.
As conference play has now started, and that'll run you all the way up to the playoffs in October. But overall, what is the biggest thing to preparing whenever you're going up against a conference rival?
Well, there's just a long, heated rivalries, you know, and I've been fortunate now to be here. This is the sixth season, and you got to appreciate, no matter where you are, no matter what conference, there's long-standing rivalries. And, you know, we neighbor with Greenfield, so there's a lot of common connections, and it's a backyard brawl. I mean, I don't care their record. It doesn't matter ours. Coach Huth would speak to this too, but it's a knockdown drag out regardless. You know, one of our sectional championships was over them. You know, there's a just Coach Broughton, man, he used to tell me stories. It's kind of funny when I think back to a lot of our conversations, and I'm so fortunate to have had those, and I appreciate him more now than ever because I don't get to have them anymore, you know. But I think about him in weeks like this, and he loved playing Greenfield, and he loved beating Greenfield. And it's one of those where he had a lot of good stories from early on because they were pretty good when he first started coaching here and we first started football. And so there's no love lost historically between the two programs. And so those are the kind of things I think about and just makes it special. But at the same time, it's week four. And we've got to continue down the track of preparation for the tournament. And big picture wise, we got a lot of football ahead of us, so we can't get lost this week. And most likely, we'll see these guys again in the sectional. So, you know, it's one of those things. We don't do anything different this week, but we've got to continue to sharpen our tools and get ready for the rest of the season by improving on our skills and you know, not get lost in a good rivalry. But it is definitely fun to play these guys.
Coach, what do you like about the physicality of this conference?
Well, it's gotten better and better over the last 5-6 years, but it's a good conference. You know, I mean, I've been part of a handful of conferences as a head coach and assistant, and it's as good as there is from a football standpoint. I mean, it's you know, you got to be like goldfish and have a short memory. You know, you've got to make sure you can't. Every week is going to be a fight, and every week is different. Like, you know, this past week, very challenging team, and they're going to, you know, Newcastle slung it all over. This week, it's the exact opposite, wishbone option, and you got to strap it up because they're very physical coming at you. So it makes it fun to coach in, it makes it fun to play in, and you got to be on your toes all the time.
So overall, what is the biggest thing you want to take from this game against Newcastle and push it forward into your season and definitely take it into the Greenfield next week?
Just to continue hammering out our values here. I mean, we're going to play hard all the time. We're going to play with great energy. We're going to play for one another. You know, that's what we talked about with the team last night. You know, the relationships make the team. It makes the program. And we've got a great group of guys in that locker room, great staff that works really hard together. And we're growing and growing each week. So that's the thing. We're stronger now than ever because of what we just went through together. And all the adversity we continue to face and overcome, that builds the season. And that builds the memories and that builds the relationships that are unbreakable. So that's the stuff that I want these guys to take into this week.
Coach, what are the biggest key aspects that you see in this team that can cause trouble for opponents in the upcoming games?
I mean, just what I just said. I mean, short memories and continue to improve. I mean, where we're at right now is far from where we're at, you know, 20 practices ago. And that's because of the coachability of these guys, the humility of these guys, and the hunger that they have. So we just got to stay the course. And we haven't arrived. I mean, we've accomplished our goals, and we're 3-0. But we've got a lot of work ahead of us if we want to accomplish our dreams. And that's important to keep, you know, to keep out in perspective, but focus on right now.
When it comes to playing conference games, what are some of the likes and dislikes you have as a coach?
You trying to give people bulletin board material here or what? I know, right? I tell you, I love our home atmosphere. I mean, we had a great crowd last night. There is a special, it's the nostalgic stuff probably for me, and I hope the players appreciate this, but it's the, you know, last night was youth night, and running out there with those little guys, man, that was awesome. And they, you know, they emulate what they see. And K to 12, you know, they're Arabians, and they want to be Arabians. And that's important to me. It's, you know, we talk about it being our town and our team, and it definitely is. And so I think that's the stuff that that I'm really proud of. And you know, I talk a lot about when you enter another team's stadium and feeling that animosity and the rivalry and the you know, just the, it's not pressure, but the you feel the other team's energy and you got to go to work. That's an awesome feeling. So,
Coach, do you feel any sort of pressure when playing conference rivals on Friday nights?
No. I mean, I feel pressure. I feel pressure right now. So, like, they don't have anything to do with me. It's all me. So, and I hope our kids are that way. I mean, the pressure we apply to ourselves, the situations we face aren't the pressure. It's our expectations, and it's the processing of the day-to-day. You know, did I do everything I needed to do today to help my team? That's the pressure I put on myself. Did I do everything I could today to help these kids be the best they could be? And am I consistent in doing that, you know? And that's, as a leader, whether you're a leader as a player or a leader of a program, I mean, you got to do what's best for the program. You got to put yourself last. And that's a life lesson with these kids. I mean, they're going to be parents one day, and they're going to be, you know, citizens. And you've got to be ready to do what is needed, and not so much what you want to do. That's the key to being successful in life in many ways. So that's the pressure I put on myself every day. And I thought we were as loose as we've been all season last night. And the talk we had before the game, I think, kind of put things in perspective. There are teams that canceled last night. We got a chance to play a game. You know, and that's where our mind was at, and I thought the kids played like that. They played hungry and had fun.
When we return, defensive coordinator Thomas Huth will join us to talk about his experience of coaching here at Pendleton Heights and his greatest memories. You're listening to the ASN Coaches Show here on 91.7 WEEM.
Hi, I'm Gary Sinise. At the end of your workday, do you know you've made a difference? The Veterans Affairs medical staff do. The doctors, nurses, counselors, and health technicians get to care for perhaps the most deserving of all Americans, the men and women who've served in our nation's armed forces. Visit vacareers.va.gov to find out how you can make a difference too.
The Arabian Stable is your place for Pendleton Heights apparel, from shirts, sweatshirts, hats, and more. Find everything you need to show you're an Arabian fan by logging on to www.arabianstable.com. You can also find the link on the high school's website at phhs.smcsc.com or on Weem's website, 917weem.org. Arabians get their gear at the Arabian Stable. Get yours today at www.arabianstable.com. That's www.arabianstable.com.
Back to the ASN Coaches Show on 917 WEEM.
Welcome back to the ASN Coaches Show here on 917 WEEM. With us for the third and final segment of the show is defensive coordinator Thomas Huth. Hey, thank you for joining us this morning.
Hey, thanks for having me.
You've been coaching here at Pendleton Heights for 28 years. What have been some of your greatest memories and accomplishments you've achieved in that timeline?
Oh, goodness. First and foremost, coaching Coach Broughton hired me after I volunteered. When I was student teaching here, I volunteered in 1992, and then he, you know, we developed the relationship, and then the following year, 1993, he helped me get this job here, and I've been here in Pendleton ever since. So, and I'm really appreciative of him and his family. They've really felt maybe even though I'm not born here or wasn't raised here, it's been a I've been, you know, I feel like a part of this. This is my family now. It's awesome.
Have you coached at any other schools, or is Pendleton Heights the only school you've been a part of coaching?
Well, I volunteered at Anderson High School, believe it or not, in 1989. I volunteered at my old middle school, gosh, back in 84. So I've done some volunteer first before I've decided. I just wanted to make sure I really want to do this or not. So those experiences really kind of drove me to get here.
How much have you enjoyed being a coach here at Pendleton Heights for almost the past 30 years?
Oh, my goodness. It's been awesome. It's a roller coaster, no question. You know, lots of ups and downs, which is, you know, that's part of it. And, you know, obviously the good memories, too, are obviously the sectional teams. You know, our undefeated team in 1998, that was a fun team to be around. And then just this team this year, you know, we have a lot of kids with – not a lot of experience, but they're playing their hearts out, and that's really exciting to see and witness.
So what is the biggest thing you enjoy about coaching, just able to, being able to come out and coach a group of high schoolers and played football?
Well, football, in my opinion, is the greatest sport ever invented. And I enjoyed my 4 years of playing in high school. And I don't know, it's just in me. I grew up watching, you know, football on TV, and it's just a part of me. I think my dad wanted me to be a baseball player, but because he was really into baseball, but I went to football and he was fine with it. But it was just it's just a part of me now. And, you know, my house is decorated with football stuff, and, you know, I love it. It's a great game. It's an awesome game. I love the kids. I love the coaches that I've coached with, past and present. And, you know, I don't know. I just got a lot of great memories of with the game.
What's it been like to work with Coach Bishman for the past 6 years?
Well, it's been interesting. He is a very high-strung individual, and I would parallel it with trying to talk to a hummingbird. Sometimes he has a lot of ideas, and they come out at the same time, and so I gotta, you know, kind of take it in a little bit at a time, and then I got it. But I got him figured out now. So he's now the sixth year. When I was first here, it was a whirlwind. I had my youngest son was a senior, and man, it's just a blur. It is a blur learning this new defense and all that. But just still enjoyed every minute of it. It's been a lot of fun. He's a great person, very welcoming to us, my family. You know, can't ask for anything more.
What have you loved most about coaching this year's team as into other teams?
Well, we knew coming in we had a lot of kids without Friday night experience. We knew that. But what's been really fun is that we're seeing the growth with these kids now. This is our third game, and we can see the growth, and it's really exciting to see. You can see it on film, you know, you can see it in practice. They're starting to figure this thing out, and it's real exciting to witness that.
A few games down already on the year. What have been some of your favorite plays that you've seen on defense?
Well, obviously the sacks and the picks, and, you know, we stress turnovers. We call them takeaways. They're not turnovers. We don't want anybody to give us the ball. We want to take it. So that's our focus. So those are always exciting. Sacks are obviously real exciting to me. Obviously the big hits, real exciting to me. So we've had a lot of those this year. And it's, again, I think we got more. There's more that we can do and learn. And I'm just excited about this team. They're a lot of fun.
What are some of the expectations you have for this defense as the Arabians begin? We started conference play last night, but just progressing throughout the end of the season.
Well, just got to take in the training. You know, we just continue to harp on training, what we're practicing, and trying to get it on the field. You know, we're still making some mistakes here and there, understandable with this team, but they are correctable. They're 100% correctable, and the kids are really buying into what we're doing. So it's real exciting. Real exciting. So,
with that being said, this was the final question here for the ASN Coaches Show. We want to thank everybody that tuned in for this morning's show, and we hope you have a wonderful Labor Day weekend. This was the ASN Coaches Show here on 91.7 WEEM.